The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We've been talking an awful lot about Facebook over the last week, but what about Google? I'm sure so many of you use Google, either Google Maps or Gmail, or simply as a search engine to find out things. But what does Google know of you as a result of that? Now, on Twitter, in recent days, Dylan Curran, who is a web developer down in Waterford, has done something absolutely fascinating. He has put together a thread to show the amount of information that Google stores about its users, about you. Dylan Curran joins us now. Dylan, thank you very much for getting in touch with us.
Good evening, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Now, I think we might just do this quite simply. Go through the thread that you put up on Twitter last night, because this emphasizes the amount of information that Google knows about every one of its users. Start with me about location and how much Google knows about where you are and where you've been.
So essentially, you have a location setting on your phone, so on your iPhone or your Android phone. And every time you turn on your phone and that location is turned on, Google will actually log your location. So it'll pinpoint where you are and at what time. And then if you travel to another destination, it will map out how long it took you to get from point A to point B. And then it will store this every single time you turn on your phone, unless you turn off the location setting. So I actually went into my Google Maps timeline, and it showed every single place I've been for the last 12 months, even showing the time it took me to travel to every single place, which is it's interesting, but at the same time, a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, some of my colleagues here on The Last Word have done it today, and they were quite shocked to see that everywhere they had gone, be it to the supermarket, to the local cafe, dropping children to school, whatever, those sort of things were all showing up on their timeline, and they had no knowledge that that had been done.
The vast majority of people don't have any idea that this is going on, which is part of the problem. Like, you do actually consent to having this done when you use a Google application. But the problem is that nobody knows that's happening. And the only way I found out was that they actually emailed me. It was almost cheeky. They actually emailed me with my Google timeline.
Why did they do that?
They actually give you a monthly report. So they'll email you with a monthly report of how many locations you've been, how many, say, exact destinations you've been to, how many cafes, how many restaurants. They even break it down.
Let's move on to Google activity, because Google stores your search history. How do they do that?
So essentially, your search history is attached to your account, and they store it in a database that's not directly tied to your browser. So everybody's cleared their browser history or their browser cookies, etc., but Google actually stores all of that. They store all that in a separate database that you have to go in and actually delete separately. So it's not something you just clear or by going into Google Incognito. You have to go into your Google account, then you have to go into your account settings, and then you have to go into your browsing history, and then you have to clear everything. And you also have to do this on every individual device that you browse from.
So that means you might have to do it off your PC at home, off your tablet if you have an iPad or some other tablet. You have to do it off your phone. And would you have to do it off previous phones that you might have put away somewhere that you no longer use?
Yeah, to my knowledge and from testing it myself, because I went in and deleted it off my PC, but it was still on my phone. So, and then also if you use Google Incognito, which is basically it's a private browsing, so it says that they don't collect any of the data, but I don't believe that's true, because I've also tested that and it did keep the data. So when you think you're browsing privately, and I won't allude to what people are doing in their private browsing, but it is actually still kept. It's still in the database.
And can anyone else access this other than Google?
Well, I suppose that's really the question. Google would say no, but then what can happen is this archive, where it collects all the information, is actually accessible by your password. So if somebody gets the password to your account, whether that will be a close friend, a parent, a partner, or someone at work, or even just an external hacker or someone who has put a virus on your PC, they can get access to that, because all they have to do is enter in your password and they can download a chronological diary of your life for the last 10 years.
So would that include things like, say, YouTube videos that you've watched?
It includes every single Google product. So whether that's Google Calendar or Google Fit or Google Photos or YouTube, encompasses everything. So any Google service, all this information is catalogued and included in one broadsheet. It's all there.
And then, is that how they send ads to you?
Yeah, essentially they build a profile based off of all this information. They collect all the information and then try to predict what you're going to buy in the future or what you'd be interested in browsing. So if you were 23 years old and interested in politics like I am, they might opt to maybe sell me a PlayStation 4, which people at my age bracket would generally buy, or they might send a Guardian article relating to any Irish politics that are going on. Your information can be used to sell you pretty much anything.
Okay, can you find out what Google has stored about you?
Yeah, you can go to google.com/takeout, T-A-K-E-O-U-T, and you can request to download your archive. Now, that didn't used to be previously available. That's only come about in recent years because of the EU. The EU have basically instilled a law where companies have to give your information back to you if you request it. So that's why Facebook, Twitter, Google, you can actually access all of your information now, but they also don't make it very clear that you can get to the information, because I don't feel like most people knew that you could do this. Even if you go onto Facebook and want to download your archive, it's in light gray text at the bottom of the page that just says download a copy. So it's not even clearly legible.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Dylan Curran, who is a web developer from Waterford, who has done an extensive examination of Google's relationship with its customers. And customers, I'm using it advisedly. Tell us, when you got this Google takeout document with all your information, which I think you estimated was something like 3 million Word documents, it was so big. What did you find in it?
Well, I found a lot of things. They generally break it down by Google service. So they break it down by YouTube, Google Fit, Google Photos, Google Plus, Gmail. And I found all of my emails, including the deleted ones and the spam for the last 10 years. I found all of my YouTube search history and all of the YouTube videos I've watched. I found all of my browsing history. I found all of my all the images and files I've ever downloaded. I also found every ad I've ever viewed or clicked on, every app I've ever launched or used, and every app I've ever installed or searched for. This is all there. And also, I also found there's a storage service called Google Drive where you can store basically your files in the cloud. And I had lots of files there, but I actually deleted a lot of them because they were personally liable. So this is like my CV, my monthly budget, etc. And I deleted these files, but the Google takeout document actually had the files that I deleted.
I'm nearly speechless at this. Tell us about your Google Calendar.
This was more weird than anything, but it basically, it had all of the Google Calendar events that I've either stored on Google Calendar or that I've attended in the last year, and it actually confirmed whether I attended the event or not. And now I've never ever clicked attended on a Google Calendar event, yet it said that I have attended some events, such as a job interview I went for about 4 months ago. It said I had attended that, and it confirmed. So the status was confirmed attendance, which means that they actually mapped out my location going to that and then confirming that I was actually at the Google Calendar event.
Dylan, when you discovered all this, how did you feel about it all?
Well, to be honest, I feel like a lot of people interested in the tech industry in general would have known a general scope of what was going on, but they wouldn't have imagined that it would go this deep, and that when you actually lay out everything individually and look at it, and then you think of how much of these activities compose your identity and pretty much who you are, then it gets... I was a little bit disturbed, honestly, so that's when I tried to compile it and put it on Twitter so people could actually understand how much information these Google services are collecting about you.
Yeah, it's a brilliant thread, and we're going to put it up ourselves on the Today FM website as well, on the Last Word page. How long did it take you to do all this?
Well, surprisingly, not that long. It took me roughly 5 hours to go through the information, but you could go in and casually browse it because it's set up with like a UI, so a user interface, so you can go in and, you know, sort by year and stuff like that, and actually just check out everything individually, but I wanted to compile all the information and then kind of come to a conclusion on everything. So that took me roughly 5 to 6 hours, but you could do it in yourself in half an hour and disturb yourself pretty much.
Yeah, well, I suppose the fact that you're a web designer, you know your way around the net, possibly helped you a little bit as well. Have you done anything similar with Facebook?
I actually did the exact same thing with Facebook. So I went in and downloaded the archive, and I was a little less surprised with Facebook because that's kind of what you expect. The archive had all the messages I've ever sent or received, had all of my contacts. This one I didn't like per se because I had all of the contacts on my phone. So not all of my Facebook friends, I had all of my phone contacts. I've heard experiences from other people. I didn't experience this personally, but other people have experienced Facebook storing their call records and their text messages. And then Facebook also does a ad profile, so it predicts your interests. So it'll go off the pages you like and the messages you send. They also store all of your calls, all of your audio messages, all the files you've ever sent or received, and every time you log into Facebook and from where.
Are you going to continue using a phone? Are you going to continue using Google and Facebook after discovering all of this?
Honestly, I've considered just deleting social media and retiring to a cabin in the woods, but unfortunately my career is kind of based in technology, so I can't take that route.
Dylan Curran, it is fascinating stuff. As I said, we'll put it up on our own webpage as well for people if they want to actually follow what's going on here. It's extraordinary stuff. Thank you very much for getting in touch with us here on The Last Word on Today FM. That's Dylan Curran, who's a web designer in Waterford.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.